This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein in Amman yesterday, underlining the close partnership between the two nations as they prepare to commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations. Prime Minister Modi commended Jordan's resolute stand against terrorism, extremism and radicalization, emphasizing that India and Jordan share a common approach to countering terrorism. The Prime Minister praised King Abdullah II's leadership in promoting moderation, recalling the first interaction on the sidelines of the United Nations in 2015. He said cooperation in this sphere would be further deepened alongside other areas of bilateral engagement.
इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह मील का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan is scheduled to introduce the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025 in Lok Sabha today. The bill will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005, MG Narega. The legislation will establish a modern statutory framework aligned with Viksit Bharat 2047, guaranteeing 125 days of wage employment per rural household whose adult members volunteer to do unskilled manual work. It represents a major upgrade over MG Narega, fixing structural weaknesses while enhancing employment, transparency, planning and accountability. The National Investigation Agency NIA has filed a charge sheet in connection with the April 22nd Belgaum terror attack in a special NIA court in Jammu yesterday. The agency said in a statement that it has charge-sheeted 7 accused in the case, including the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba and its affiliate, the Resistance Front, TRF, as a terrorist organization. The NIA stated that the attack involved religion-based targeted killings carried out by Pakistan-sponsored terrorists and resulted in the deaths of 25 tourists and one local civilian. The NIA has said in the charge sheet the Lashkar-e-Taiba chief, Hafiz Saeed, and TRF head, Habibullah Malik, also known as Sajid Jatt, were involved in the planning and executing the April 22nd attack at Besaran Meadows in Pehelgam. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh paid tribute to the brave soldiers whose courage and sacrifice ensured India's historic victory in 1971. In a social media post, the President said that the courage, valour and unparalleled devotion of soldiers to the motherland have always filled the nation with pride. She added that heroism and patriotism will continue to inspire the people of the country. She highlighted that in Operation Sindoor, the army has demonstrated self-reliance, strategic resolve and the effective use of modern and warfare techniques, which serve as an inspiration for the entire nation. Remembering the sacrifice of brave soldiers, the Prime Minister said that the steadfast resolve and selfless service protected the nation and etched a moment of pride in India's history. The Election Commission has published the absent, shift, dead, duplicate ASDD voters list as part of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, in West Bengal. The draft voters list will be published shortly today. The ASDD voters' names were in the electoral rolls as of 2025, but the names have not been included in the draft roll of SIR 2026. India and the United Arab Emirates UAE have reaffirmed their commitment to the implementation of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and work for the Global South. This statement was made during the meeting of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Both leaders co-chaired the 16th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting and the fifth round of the India-UAE Strategic Dialogue yesterday in Abu Dhabi. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs said that the meetings provided an opportunity to undertake a comprehensive review of the entire gamut of bilateral relations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.